Hello and welcome to another edition of the Chesapeake Hockey Week. How are you all doing? That's great. I'm Scotty Waz, taking you through a lot of Maryland hockey. There was a lot this weekend. At the same time, not a lot to report on because limited score updates, limited goal scoring addresses, and I don't feel like bothering these teams. These teams are doing a lot for themselves. They're doing schoolwork and stuff. They don't have to appease a young, not so young podcaster like myself and all this for there. And we will update statistics and stats and standings and stuff like that as the year goes on. So if you miss something, it's fine. We'll get back to it. Don't you worry. Team Maryland was in action. They were up in New York. Navy D1, Towson, the Terps, Navy D2, Navy women all in a row. And obviously the two teams that swept last week, Stevenson off this week and the Black Bears off this week. But a lot of news out of Black Bears camp, and that's where we will go now as they were going hard in the paint. Not my words, the words of Waka Flocka Flame, as we all know. How could you not know that? In any case, the Black Bears going trade heavy. As first, they started off with a trade as Emil Gabrielsson, one of the Swedes of the team, got traded to the expansion New Mexico Ice Wolves, where he was traded for a player developmental fee, which, of course, means dollar bills, y'all. It's just cash money, son. Straight cash homie, in the words of Randy Moss. Now, Emil Gabrielsson only got a goal in 5 games. Didn't really stand out, I guess, too much in the grand scheme of things, but now he's going to go to a better situation, probably New Mexico, where he'll get maybe a little more time. Maybe he'll stand out a little more. I don't know. But he is now a part of the Ice Wolves. Best wishes to him. Thank him for his short time there. And a glowing kid is from all accounts. So it's kind of sad to see a good kid go, but hockey is a business, as we find out every single flipping day. Also, part of Black Bears 1.0, the Jonathan Young got traded, and he is on his way over to the Amarillo Bulls. Philip Jacobson coming the other way around now. Jonathan Young, Merrimack commit, a kid who I think turned it on off and on, kind of a little bit, I would say, you know, he was good towards the end of the season. He was really good. 10 goals, 26 assists. Last season, this season, only a single goal in 7 games with your Black Bears. And he goes to Amarillo, and he gets a goal immediately in one of his first 2 games. So a good change of pace for him. You hate to see a guy like that go just because of the fact that he is Generation 1 of the Maryland Black Bears. At the same time, though, like I said, a business. Best wishes to him. He's a guy who I think another great kid. The Maryland Black Bears just have great kids. By and large, from what I heard. So Jonathan is on his way there. In return, Philip Jacobson, he is coming from another Swede. So one Swede out, one Swede in, as he comes in as a 20-year-old, 5'10", 168. Played with Södertälje in the Super Elite League. Also, Nacka HK before that for the Junior 18s and Junior 20 teams. 1 goal, 1 assist so far this season with the Bulls, and he will be put into a lineup, plays both wings, so we'll see what he can do with the other Swedes, how this whole thing can go. Also, a third trade, they acquired Noah Kimmel from the Aberdeen Wings for what I appear to be future considerations. It's a trade that I wouldn't have known unless I went to the transaction page. It was not all that promoted that much, I guess. I don't know. Maybe I missed it. But looking through the page, it seemed like it kind of snuck up on everybody. Future considerations, like I said, not player for player that I know of. Who's to say? But you want to talk about big body defenseman. 6'5", 207, shooting left-handed. My goodness gracious. That's tremendous. He's coming from the old Grizzlies. He played there last year in the Alberta Junior Hockey League, played 4 games for the Wings, registered 0 points in the stead. Before that, played for Colorado Rampage U18 and the Philadelphia Junior Flyers in the EHL for a few games, played for the Amarillo Bulls in 2016-17, along with the Rocky Mountain Rough Riders, and then the Pikes Peak Miners 16U team, where he was the captain in 2014-15. So, big body, 20-year-old, overage defenseman, loading up with 20-year-olds is Jacobson, also 20 as well, trying to get that veteran presence, trying to get, I guess, more chemistry going ahead of the trade deadline, because you want to get guys in here as early as possible to gel and maybe push for that playoff spot. But welcome, Noah. Welcome to you and a big body defenseman back there. 6'5", like I said, 6'5", 207. Almost makes you remind you of a little bit fuller Bradley Genyon from last year. Genyon tall, a little bit on the thinner side, or at least he looked like that. Yeah, so there is that. Congratulations on that deal and for future considerations, I guess. I'm not entirely sure, but not, you know, never a dull weekend. Even if it's an off weekend, the Black Bears making moves, doing the thing, feeling the bull dance, feeling the vibe, and there we go. So we'll talk a little bit more about what they got ahead this weekend, but their affiliate team, a team Maryland, did play. They went up to New York to face the Apple Corps team and did a little split ski up there Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, oh baby, that was not a great game. 5 goals in the first period by New York Apple Corps, 6-3 the final. The good thing is they held them, they shut them down for by and large the second and third period, but there's a time span in there from 10:15 to 17:02, which apparently they scored twice at 17:02. Don't know how that works out, whatever. But about a span of 7 minutes, they put in 5 goals. Apple Corps did, and that really did in Team Maryland. Roy Grisham got the lone goal in the first period. Jackson Dobick with the assist on that one. Second period, Evan Donnelly from Vincent Maurice and Sam Shepard. And then the third period, Connor Ball from Bobby Geyer. But it was all too little, too late. 6-3 the final. Tough night for Peter Siolis. 5 goals let up on 15 shots. Armin Charlon came in, shut the door, 16 saves for him. Losing effort for Siolis over there. So, luckily, quick memory on that game, came back on Sunday, 4-2 victors, a 3-goal third period. Sparked Team Maryland for a split. I don't know why my voice went that high, but sparked Team Maryland for a split there. Jeff Redman got things started early, only a minute 45 into the game on the power play. Rory Grisham with the assist there. Apple Corps scored 2, no scoring in the second and then third period, all Team Maryland. Tristan Mock, who has been a great shining light for this Team Maryland team overall on the power play. Jay DeRuiter on the assist. Then Connor Ball back-to-back like Drake with 2 goals in the third period. Jeff Redman on the assist on the first goal, and then on the empty net goal, Bobby Geyer on the assist there. 4-2 your final. Armin Charland with a 26 stops in the winning effort, getting a call up there for the Sunday game. So split, pretty good. You know, obviously a rough first period, travel being what it is, but they bounced back and a big comeback in the third on Sunday's game. Having a great short memory there. A way too early look at the standings. Team Maryland there, 5-4-1 with 11 points, sitting third right now. Of course, there are many teams who haven't played as many games as Team Maryland, but let's take it for what it's worth. This is a team that I think needs this this prep overall, just for the sheer fact that you look at this team from what they were last year, head-to-toe difference. Head-to-toe difference from what we were last season to what we are this season. Because you look at their last season, and it wasn't that great. You look at their last season, and yeah, it was just a just not in the bag. 10 wins last year, so they're halfway to their win total in 10 games. So that's good. I mean, you want to talk about improvement. If we want to talk about improvements overall, you just look at the numbers, and that's where we're at now. 10 wins last season, 46 games, 10 wins. They've played 10 games, they got 5 wins. That's improvement. That's results, ladies and gentlemen. So good on Team Maryland. They keep it going on next weekend. Again, we'll talk to that on the upcoming segment of the show here in a little bit. But we got to get to some college, club college first, ladies and gentlemen. D1 for Navy. They played this weekend. Pitt came to town, and it was a hard-fought loss both nights, Friday and Saturday. Sadly, no scorecard yet. And like I said earlier in the show, I don't want to bother these guys. They're doing studies. They're doing their schoolwork, especially with the Navy. They're doing all their drills and stuff. I didn't want to bother them in terms of trying to get any kind of scoring. And because the ACHA website is still trying to play friendly with USA Hockey, it might take a while. But like I think probably at mid-year, at the end of the month, we'll start doing some updates in terms of statistics and standings and all the other fun stuff. What I can tell you is that they do broadcast their home games, which is awesome. I appreciate that. Some of the play-by-play could be is fun to see, especially the women's game. I'll talk about that in a bit. But Navy lost Friday night 6-4, and then Saturday 4-2, both to Pitt. Heartbreaking losses, hard-fought battle each way. Navy D1 now, you know, starting to face the cream of the crop of their schedule, and they're going to go after it. So a tough loss for them moving ahead. And, yeah, not much to say except that because I don't have any scoring or highlights or anything like that. But if you go into the Navy Sports Complex or Navy Brigade Sport Complex or something on YouTube, they have all the home games archived there. Feel like watching it, go to do that. I might have to do that more often than not. Not for the fact that I need stuff. It's the fact that it's good. It's actually high quality broadcast. I want to go to that arena when we're in town, and I think Jen and I are big fans of that. And hopefully the Navy people can hook us up. And we'll just tour around that thing. I haven't been to Naval Academy since 2001 when I played for the Chesapeake Chiefs, and we played at Dahlgren Hall, the mess hall, with the locker rooms that were just vinyl tarps. So, it's been a while since I've been on campus at Navy, even though I know two people that work there. Shout out Pete Medhurst and Joe Miller. Towson. I don't know anybody. Actually, I do know someone that works at Towson. Matt Death. Shout out Matt Death. Towson, not a great weekend. Not a great weekend for them. Lost on Friday to Lehigh, 2-0 in the first home game of the season. Didn't have a shot counter. Didn't have anything like that. We move on to Saturday. They lost 3-1 when they were traveling to George Mason. Costa Pinazis with the only goal there. Tough to beat Towson right now. 0 for this season. Hold out a lot of hope for them. And maybe they get back on track this weekend. Long season. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Who knows? But kind of tough. Kind of tough to have this team who showed promise last season, showed glimpses of hope last season, not showing as much this year. So it's hard. It's hard for this team, and I'm sure it's harder on the guys who are actually playing on this team than a guy who is supporting from afar. But what can you do? Hopefully the boys will go out there next weekend. Interesting task for them, and we'll get to that in a minute. The Terps! Them Terps played this weekend against Pitt's D2 team. Got some Friday results. And then got the final result for Saturday. So Friday, 8-1 win. Big 8-1 win there over Pitt. Eden with two goals. These are all last name folks. Connolly with a goal. McConvoy with a goal. Pleiner with a goal. Yamaguchi with a shorthanded and two unknown because the Twitter feed just had enough. It was too many goals. Then Saturday, 9-2 win over Pittsburgh. Too many goals on that one. No stats there. But the Terps, I think, go 3-0. I think they beat Georgetown. So 3-0 going into that. Pretty good. And they're back on social media. Very good. So I'm happy about that. So Terps back at it again. Also this weekend again. We'll get to that in a minute. Navy D2. Saw some of Navy D2 game on Friday because it was playing I was playing opposite of the UND game that I went to, but they weren't, so I was sitting at the confines of my own home with Cooper all by my side. Tough loss, 5-1 to Air Force in the commander-in-chief showcase tournament, where our Air Force, Army, and Navy all played each other on the weekend. 5-1 loss, and Navy was outshot 25-2 in the second period. Not gonna get you too much of anywhere with that. But again, young team, what can you do? Luckily, they bounced back on Sunday, had a day off, stewed over it, came back against Army, and they sang second because they beat Army 4-3. Big comeback win, it looked like. People at the McMullen Ice Arena packing the house as much as they can. Good to see that. Good to see support for D2, not just the D1 team there. And also an Armed Forces weekend beating Army, obviously. Everyone who lives in and around Annapolis knows how big that is, not only for the academy, but for the area as a whole. So congratulations. The only Army-Navy game this year, it seems like. I didn't see D1 schedule any. I could be wrong, but there's that. So awesome to see that. Then the Navy women on Saturday night, late Saturday night too. Respect to those ladies out there for getting for, I think it was a 10 p.m. Eastern puck drop. I had my UND game. I came back to see if it was still on. It was. And it was a thumping. This Navy women's team, we should honestly keep an eye out for them. 9-0 over Air Force. They outshot Air Force 75-15. 75-15. It's egregious how good they are. They have outscored their opponents. They have gone 5-0-0 this season. They have outscored their opponents 51-4. They have outscored them by 47 goals in 5 games. Do the math. Average of 9 goals a game. Right? More than 9 goals a game. How do you like that? Let's look at these. Let's take a look-see at these women here. Let's keep an eye out on these ladies on the ice. Go support all the teams at Navy, because odds are you're going to have to camp out this weekend and weekends beyond that just to see this team play. So shout out to the ladies. Damn, that's some domination. Like, that stat overall, 51-4. Either they're that good or their competition's that bad, or a combination of both. But shout out to those ladies for just killing it the way they are. Upcoming this weekend, here we go, your games. The Black Bears back at home after an off weekend. They will take on the atrocious Johnstown Tomahawks. And Quinn Wormuth coming back, former captain Quinn Wormuth coming back to town Friday, Saturday night. Note the start time for Friday night if you're going down to the Den at Piney Orchard, 7 p.m. start time Friday, a usual 7:45 start time on Saturday. Thank you for that start time, by the way, because that game will be well before the UND game. So, well before the UND game gets good. They're playing Canisius, whatever. So I will coincide a big hockey Friday and Saturday for everyone involved. Go down MarylandBlackBears.com for tickets, or go to their websites and social medias. They have discount codes if you want to go down. Check out this new age Black Bears team, the new look Black Bears team. See Wilmer Skoog and the crew out there. Team Maryland, they are away, and boy, they have a lot of games this week. We will be having a full feature on Team Maryland next week. Listen, peep this, as the kids say. Wednesday, Thursday, they are in Philadelphia, or at least Aston, my former stomping grounds. They'll be taking on the Philadelphia Little Flyers Wednesday and Thursday. Then they go up to, the Boston area again. They'll take on Seahawks HC on Sunday, and then the New Hampshire Avalanche on Sunday, the New Hampshire Avalanche Saturday. It's Monday something. They got 4 games this week is what I'm telling you. I think it's a Sunday-Monday game. I just think I can't type on the rundown well. So there you go for that. Navy D1, they are taking on the College of New Jersey on Friday night at McMullen Arena, and then we'll take on Penn State Berks on Saturday night. for that one. Towson is also in town. Now, this is an interesting situation we got with Towson. Towson is going to be taking on Cleary University. They're a Michigan-based university. This is their first year. Their first year as a team. These will be their first games as a franchise. So it's going to be interesting to see how this all goes. It's an M1 school for the ACHA. So this is going to be their first team. I mean, it almost seems like, if I'm looking at this properly, it almost seems like they are, I don't know. It looks like a Liberty University situation. I don't know why it comes that way. It just feels that way to me. So Cleary, their first game's against Towson. They will be at the Ice World in Abington. So if you want to go up to Ice World, go check out Towson. That'll be fun for that. Stevenson University, the Green Horses, they are undefeated, and they will go up to Rider University on Friday for a single game there. Take on Rider University in New Jersey, I do believe it is. Terps are on the road. They're taking a Virginia road trip. They will be at the University of Virginia on Friday and then come up to James Madison on Saturday. Navy takes on Xavier this weekend in a bizarre-ass schedule as D2 takes on Xavier late Saturday. I think it's a 10-10 puck drop at McMullen right after the D1 game. And then like a 1 o'clock afternoon game on Sunday. So they're probably going to sleep at the arena and then just go from there. And then the Navy women, they will go up to Lansing. They will take on Michigan State Saturday and Sunday, hoping that the good times will keep on rolling for them. We'll see how it all goes for them. And for all the Maryland teams next week, full slate next week. We will have a busy, busy show. Let me tell you that much. So we will, I guess, short porch it this week. And we'll get to some players. Seasons are starting. Everything springs eternal. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Chen of KRS-One of the VHL over in Russia and playing for China. He had 2 assists in 2 games this past week. Couldn't tell you which team because Russian's hard to read. But he has got, I think, 6 assists in 10 games this season, getting in its comfort zone over there in a new country. New countries, as it were, as playing the majority of their games in Russia as well. College season startup, Madison Ferrand of RIT had 1 assist against Vermont this season. She's getting the season going off right, while Veronica Petty of Northeastern, a power play goal this weekend at Union in a Northeastern win. RIT did fall to Vermont this weekend. That should be noted. And then Colin O'Neill of UMass Lowell, 1 goal, 1 assist against Alabama Huntsville on Friday night. And they swept the weekend against Alabama Huntsville, did the River Hawks. Aaron Randazzo for the Odessa Jackalopes, 0-0-1 this. So here's a stat line. 0-0-1, got a shutout, but lost it in a shootout to Corpus Christi in the ice race. So Randazzo, who is going to be a St. Cloud State Husky, so I will see a lot of him in the coming years. Decent season so far in the Knoll. We'll see how far it goes overall. But that's it. That's all. I've done all I can for these players and for the Chesapeake Hockey Week. Hope you enjoyed it. It's a short one because, like I said, next week we've got 2, 6, 8, 10, 11, 13, 14, 16 games to recap. So get your popcorn ready. Might put a mid-roll ad in there. Yeah, hope you enjoyed, kids. Thank you very much for listening. Hey, if you want to contribute anything, go to patreon.com/faceoffhockeyshow. That keeps the lights on in this place. Helps us get new equipment. Helps us get fancy new stuff. Help us maybe even pay some bills. Who's to say? Or you can follow us on Twitter, Chesapeake HW Pod, and the Facebook page, FOHS Radio on Facebook. Johnny P will not be in attendance this weekend. He is traveling himself for a super secret medicine job. That's not a pot reference. He literally works at a hospital. And I think he's got conferences. So there's that. That's it. That's all. I'm Scotty Watts. Take care of yourself and someone else. This has been Chesapeake Hockey Week on the Face Off Hockey Show Media Faction, brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Guys, enjoy your weekends. Play some Clutch and Crab hockey yourselves in the confines of your own home, or if you're out on the road, promote that Maryland hockey. all you can there, hon, because it's going to be a fun time. Maryland hockey on the rise here, hon. The old line state. We're doing good things. Ocean's closing up. Maybe get some spooky things going on there. Be fun time for everybody. Go to the rink, support your Maryland teams, and we'll talk to you next week there, hon.